Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Cornbit.
AKA Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, April the 21st of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're wrapping up the introduction to the metaphysics of new clay. Hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to part one and part two. Again, this is a 12-hour series on the metaphysics of what we call nuclear physics. So when we talk about, when we see the word nuclear, it means new clear. So nuclear physics, or the atom bomb, or the splitting of the atom, is the under-over understanding of how Ephesians 2 comes about. So physics is reversed spirit. So flesh is dumbed down spirit. So technology is reversed spirituality. And so what we're talking about, my brothers and sisters, is the dawn of the new age. Everybody talks about activating your kundalini or ascension, or everybody is talking about the new frequency or wave of the earth. Now, this is a 12-hour series. Again, it's a private invitation only. Only the people that can listen to this. This introduction is just elementary school stuff. What I'm getting ready to share with you right now about what it talks about in the book of Revelations, where it talks about the 144,000, where the Jehovah Witnesses believe that only 144,000 people are going to be saved, that has nothing to do with people. Nothing in the Bible has nothing to do with people. The Bible is an esoteric book. Most people don't understand it. So when Jesus talks about being saved, there's nothing to do with what we talk about salvation, which goes down to an altar call. Now, does that help? Absolutely. But is that the entire gist of what Jesus is saying? No, it's been dumbed down. So when Yahushua, everything in the Bible has an outside meaning and an inside meaning. Now, I didn't say that. Yahushua said that. Let me say that again. Jesus himself said, it is not for them to know, but it is for you to know. Why did he speak in parables? Because he knew that everybody could not understand the metaphysics of the 12. Now, Jesus had 12 disciples, but Jesus was not one of the disciples. So it's not the metaphysics of 12, it's actually the metaphysics of 13. So the number 13 in our society is a bad number. Remember, everything that is good is bad. Everything that is bad is good. So they have reversed. English is English. English is a backwards language. So anytime somebody tells me fluoride is good, I know it's bad. If the government promotes anything, do the opposite. Let me say that again. If the government promotes anything, do the opposite. If they tell you marijuana is bad and it's outlawed, you might want to go smoke some. If they promote alcohol and they tell you it's good, you might want to stop drinking it. All you got to do is read the Bible. The Bible tells you that alcohol is an elixir. An elixir means that it opens up a gateway or a portal for demonic entities. Why do people do crazy stuff when they drink alcohol? Brothers and sisters, everything that you need to know is inside of the Bible. Everything. You don't need me. You don't need no reverend. You don't need no doctor. You don't need no bishop. You don't need nobody. You are the little g of your own world. The metaphysics of the new clay is the number 12. The number 12, my brother, the number 12, my sister, is the most profound number of all numbers. Revelation 21:14. Now, inside of the metaphysics of the new clay, which is a 12-hour series, I'm going to reveal, expand, illuminate, and simplify how to activate the other 10 strands of your DNA. Now, when I was exposed to this, I didn't believe it. So 20 years ago, when I asked the Father, why am I doing things that nobody else could do? Let me say that again. Why am I doing things that other people can't do or, more importantly, are afraid to do? So when I got out of the military with no job or nothing lined up, everybody told me that I was a fool. I believed them. I crashed and burned until I said, hold up. Why am I crashing and burning? I got skills. I got talent. So I packed my shiznits, and I moved, and I rebuilt and established a multi-million-dollar operation from scratch. Then I start believing what other people was telling me, and I crashed and burned again. Now, I've crashed and burned I don't know how many times. Let me tell you how you know that your DNA is activated. Everybody asks me this all the time. Brothers and sisters, what good is a king without a kingdom? What good is a god with no power? Let me say that again. I don't know if you got what I said. What good is a king with no kingdom? What good is a god with no powers? Everybody walking around calling themselves a god and a goddess. Go to Facebook and look at everybody talking about their god and a goddess. Ask them, okay, if you're a god, what are your powers? If you're a king, where's your kingdom? See, I got a kingdom. Do you got a kingdom? I got powers. Do you got powers? See, the difference, my brothers and sisters, between going to church and being the church means that you are a giver. Going to church means that you are a taker. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, but we got to stop praying. The metaphysics of the new clay, in order for you to do what Jesus did, nowhere did Jesus say, for you to worship him, Jesus say for you to be like him. He didn't even say to follow him. Because if you look it up in the original text, it means to be like. So then Jesus says, okay, whatever I do, now this is his words. He says, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. But everybody's too busy standing on the side watching him instead of getting in the water and being like him. So now I'm a WSSI. So as a WSSI, I'm a water safety survival instructor. So I teach people how to swim. So when I teach people how to swim, where am I at when I'm teaching? Am I standing on the bank in dry clothes yelling commands? Or am I in the water with you getting wet, demonstrating and showing you how to swim? See, the difference, my brothers and sisters, between the metaphysics of the 12 that surrounds the 1. See, that is the key. Look at your clock. Let's go through the understanding of the metaphysics of the 12. Now, inside of this 12-hour series, we're going to break it down. This, again, this is kindergarten stuff today. So if you want to know the truth instead of a truth, email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. This 12-hour series, again, is going to be private. I will email you the private link and the private time. It will be on a different venue and a different time every day. The cost is $100. After this, I will sell it for $499. So if you want to get this, so that way you can understand how to activate the other 10 strands of your DNA. Now, if this is new to you, if you've never heard of 12-strand DNA, you believe that you're a double helix, like we've been taught, you might want to just go to Google and just type it in, 12-strand DNA. This is not new. This has actually been around since the beginning of time. So why are you just not hearing about it? You see, brothers, the book of Revelations and all of the text talks about Revelations 21:14. Revelations 21:14 says, and the wall of the city had 12 foundational stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, on the outside, meaning that's talking about a building, a city, the disciples, and Yahushua. On the inside, it's talking about the 12 disciples. Disciples are dimensions. Dimensions are levels. The 12 disciples represents the 12 dimensions. Now, as I talked about in part one and part two, how do you know what I'm telling you is true? First thing, you have a double helix right now. That means you live in two dimensions right now. How do you know you live in two dimensions? If I walk up to you and slap you upside your head, what are you going to do? You're going to go back down to the first dimension. In your flesh, you're going to slap me back. Or you're going to go get your brother or somebody. You ain't going to just let me slap you upside the head. You live in two dimensions. How do I know? The book of Romans chapter 7. Now, I have an entire book on that chapter that explains your duality. You live in the flesh. Romans 7:18 says, the flesh was against the spirit was against the flesh. The two dimensions are contrary to one another. That's called a double helix. So you live in a duality of a plurality. It is the under-open understanding that most people don't under-open understand. So that when I say you got 12 dimensions, what does that mean? Two dimensions, the double helix is physical. The other 10 is astral. If you activated the 12 dimensions of your DNA right now, you would pop. Your body can't contain it. That's why Yahushua walked up on the Mount of Olives and he transfigured himself. Because he is the only person, to my knowledge, who lived in a 12-dimension DNA. That's why he could do what he could do. So the question you should be asking yourself, the question that should be burning in your brain is, what does that mean for me today? Yahushua had 12 disciples, meaning that he lived in 12 dimensions that correspond to the 12 dimensions or the 12 strands of your DNA on a cellular level. So everybody on your blood cell, you have a wall around every cell in your body. That contains a city. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in blood cells, click on images, pull up one blood cell, look at it. It has white blood cells, that's the police. It has viruses, those are the criminals. It has called phalangi. It has a water system. It has a distribution system. It has roads. It has a sewer system. Just look at one blood cell. One blood cell, and how many blood cells you got in your body? How many tissue cells you got in your body? How many brain cells you got in your body? I don't know if y'all understand. I'm trying not to yell out. I promised myself today that I wasn't going to scream and yell and get excited and jump and blast you guys' eardrums. But it's very hard for me to maintain. Very hard. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know that you are God. Now, you're not the God. You're not even a God. You just have the characteristics and attributes of God. But even at that dumbed-down level, you still are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that what it's saying in Revelations 21:14 is that the wall is the cell membrane of the city, which is the cells, that has 12 foundational stones or dimensions. Every cell in your body has the potential because it got your DNA in it. You don't know what your dinucleic acid is. You don't know that inside of every blood cell is a nucleus. The nucleus is the nucleus. Nucleus. Nuclei.
So the nucleus is the new clay. So Yahushua came to activate your nucleus inside of your blood cells. But you don't understand. And so you walk around playing church. And so do you understand that the number 12 is everywhere? There's 12 hours in a day. There's 12 zodiac signs. There's 12 disciples. There's 12 months. There's 12 inches in a foot. There's 12 strands in your DNA. There was 12 tribes in Israel. Joseph has 12 brothers. There's 12 grades for you to go before you graduate from school. There's 12 eggs inside of a dozen. There's 12 years before you become a teenager. There's 12 stones. There's 12 stones on the breastplate of the high priest in the Old Testament. There was 12 gods on the mount of Mount Olympus. And it goes on and on and on and on. But where did this come from? Ask the Babylonians. You see, the Babylonians took over Israel. And Israel, everything that we got came from the Babylonians. Have you heard of Mithra? You want to blow your cookies? Anybody want to blow their cookies today? Do some research on Mithra. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, but there are 12 constellations. Where did it come from? You know that the Babylonians was the one that established the numbering system that you call mathematics. The Babylonians established the modern-day zodiac sign. The Babylonians established all culture. The Greeks adopted astrology from the Babylonians. So did the Romans. So did the Aztecs and the Incas and everybody. So who are the Babylonians? You might want to do a little research on the Babylonians. What you will find will blow your cookies. Because you got a gospel. Where does your gospel come from? What is Judaism? Judaism is Babylonian writings that's based on the belief that God had a special contract with a special group of people called the Hebrews. We call them the Hebrews. Before that, everything was polytheistic, which means many gods. Then it became monotheistic. But how many gods were there? 12. So the 12 gods was dumbed down to one god. Now, brothers and sisters, I know this is contrary to your theology, but I'm going to break it down for you. You know, I got some science, and I got a little facts, and I got some esoteric knowledge, but the most important thing, the proof is in the pudding. How do you live your life, homie? How do you live your life? Sister, the current Judaism, all of our dietary laws, where do they come from? The Babylonians. Who the hell is the Babylonians? What about animal sacrifice, blood sacrifice? What about rituals? What about turning water into wine? What about, have you ever heard of the Tanakh? T-A-N-A-K-H. That represents the Torah. That also gives us the Talmud. What are all of these documents? Do you know that Christianity and Islam are Babylonian religions? They came out of Babylon. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. Do you know what Jewish mysticism is? Jewish magic. Do you know that grammar or grammarly is magic? G-R-I-M-O-R-E-S. Where we get the word grammar? So your English grammar is grammarly. Where they come from? Babylonians. And so if you don't understand, all Abrahamic religions, Christians and Muslims, is two sides of the same coin. And these knuckleheads walk around fighting and killing each other. The craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Both religions come from Babylon. The Bible and the Quran come from Babylon. The Ten Commandments, where do you think it came from? Babylon. Everything that's in the Quran, where did it come from? Babylon. And then the devil is sitting back laughing at you guys because y'all fighting each other. Muslims against Christians. So when you activate your 12-strand DNA, guess what? All you see through all of that stuff. The 12 strands of your DNA, everybody that takes this course at the conclusion of these 12 hours of hanging out with me, your life will never be the same. Why? Because I am going to show you the lunar moon and how it carries the name of all of the consonants and how each phase of the moon, translated into Latin, represents the 12 signs of the zodiac, which is part of the papal bulls that the Roman Catholic decrees. So all of the signs, your body influenced by the lunar. That's what they call people lunatics. What's a lunatic? Have you ever heard of nightshade vegetables? Now, I've got this. It's inside of my book. It's inside of my book, The Rotation Diet. It's inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition. Do you know if you eat nightshade vegetables, what it does to you? what it does to the human body. You know that white potatoes is a nightshade vegetable? Now, I love potatoes, but I understand what they do. But do you? Brothers and sisters, the 12 strands of the DNA is designed for you to do three things. This is the benefit. This is why you must go to my website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says contact. That's one way of emailing me. Or you need to go and you need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com today. And you need to let me know, Doc, I want to be a vault. I don't care if we got to make, if you got to, you know, if we got to break that $100 down into two payments or three payments or whatever, you need to be in this class. Because in this class, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify three things that's very important. Now, we talked about on yesterday's show, to activate this, you need to be, number one, willing. Number two, authentic. Number three, available. Now, go to Google right now, or well, any search engine after this message, type in how to activate your DNA and read what they say. They're going to tell you all types of stuff, from standing on your head to star to sun gazing. Now, you can go outside and stare at the sun if you want to. If you don't know, now, does it work? Absolutely. But it is a truth. It's not the truth. Most people will be blind in a week. Because they don't tell you, you only can stare at the sun at the first 30 minutes that it's coming up when it's weak. Go out there and stare at the sun at the height of the day, man, you'll be blind in an hour. But they don't tell you that. They just say, oh, you're stargazing or sun gazing or yoga or prana or activating your chi or, you know, or sex magic or tantra. They just tell you this stuff, and they don't give you the esoteric meaning of this stuff, and you end up damaging your spirit and destroying your DNA. Do you know how to deactivate your DNA? You ever heard of Leonard Horowitz, who has the 528 hertz? Now, no disrespect to nobody. I'm not here. I replace error with truth. 528 hertz. That deactivates the DNA. And that homie is selling his course like hotcakes. Everybody, well, you can go to YouTube right now and type in 528HZ. Don't believe a word I'm telling you on none of my shows. Never believe nothing I say. Look it up for yourself. Please. I'm begging you. Please. And do the research for yourself. Your DNA is fragile. And it's being destroyed. That's why at the last sound and at the last trump, you cannot ascend. Because you must be dead in Christ. That means that you must have Christ in you, and your flesh must be dead. It has nothing to do with morality. It has to do with biology. And the way that you understand that now, I've lived more than 500 years. Wait, don't hang up. Don't disconnect. I know what you're thinking. Hold up, man. Now, I am over 500 years old. It sounds funny, right? It sounds crazy. I know what y'all are thinking. Now, let me explain this. If somebody walks up to you and make a crazy statement, you need to stick around to see what the hell they're saying. If somebody walks up to you and says that I am God, I'm going to ask them, show me your power. If you're God, you can do God-like things. If you're a king, you got a kingdom. Now, I said I was a king, so I got a kingdom. Now, a king has subjects. All your people. Now, first of all, I got five kids. They're part of my kingdom. I got the Eagles Club. They're part of my kingdom. I got 300 books that I've written, 60 that I've published. That's part of my kingdom. I got 2,000 three-hour audio shows. That's part of my kingdom. I got 500 videos. That's part of my kingdom. And I can go on and on and on and on. Because if you're a king, if you're a God, you create. You're a co-creator. Now, I got bad credit. I got, you know, cars repoed. I got houses that's been foreclosed on. I got the divorce certificates. I got also the negative part about what I've been created. So if I say I'm 500 years old, what does that mean? See, most of you guys, y'all measure time linear. That's Luciferian. Remember, the cosmogorator can't create. He can only manipulate. So if I say I'm 500 years, every 10 years is 100. So how do you live 100 years? You do what most people do in 100 years in 10 years. That's it. So
If anybody, everybody that I've ever talked to, the first thing that they ask me when they hear my testimony is, how the hell did you do it? How old are you, man? That is the first thing everybody tells me that I've ever met when I explain how I've had 50 plus jobs. Started over 23 different businesses. I've done so much stuff, man. So each phase of my life represents a different era, age, or eon. Most people don't understand that. So when they see the number 12 times 12 equals 144, they don't understand that it has to do with atomic elements. It has nothing to do with people. So I was watching last night, well, my wife was watching it, and I heard something that they said on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. The guy goes to get his sperm tested to see if he is eligible to procreate. The guy tells him that his sperm count is 20,000 per million or something like that. He got 20,000 per sperm cells. The guy says that he's supposed to have somewhere in the neighborhood of like 200,000. So basically, he ain't gonna have no babies. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. I went to Houston last weekend, and me and Dr. Hawkins was looking at a photograph that they photographed the seed, and the seed shows the potential, not of what's in the seed. If you photograph an apple tree, this machine shows, an apple seed, it shows the apple tree. It doesn't show a seed. If you photograph a man's sperm cell, it shows a bunch of people, not a sperm cell. If you photograph a woman's ovaries, it shows generations. So let me ask you again, brothers and sisters, who are you? What are you? What are you designed and gifted by God to do? Now, in order for you to understand what I'm saying, your two strands has to be activated. And the only way you can do this is by, one, being willing, two, being authentic, three, being available. What does that do? That, number one, allows you to live your life circular, not linear. I don't live my life, I don't start and I don't finish. I don't have a line, I have a circle. So my life is circular or cyclical. It goes in cycles. Those cycles represent the same cycles that the earth goes around. Now, for the average Joe, that means nothing. That's why I got to break it down in the class. That allows you to do 5,000 years or 500 years worth of stuff in 50 years. So you can live and accomplish what most people. Now, again, go to my website and just look at my stuff. Read my bio on my website at masterteacher33.com. Read my bio. Now, how can I do all that stuff that I've done in 50 years? What I've done in 50 years is humanly impossible. So how did I do it? Because I put 500 years in 50 years. That's the number one way that you know that your DNA is activated. Number two, the second way that you know that your DNA is activated is that you don't have no fear. Now remember, fear is Luciferian. The Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please God. So what do I mean, though? Am I saying that you go out and jump off buildings and take risks? That's stupidity. You won't see me bungee jumping, skydiving. Now, nothing wrong with people who do that. Those are guys who, you know, they've have an experience. Now, you notice what's interesting? How many black people you see doing that? How many people you see, not even black people, but poor people who grew up in the hood? It's interesting that people who experience, it's a risk for me to drive my car after 12 o'clock at night. Do I got to go bungee jumping? Hell no. I just get in my car and drive. I'm going to get pulled over while being black, and I might get shot in the back. So I ain't got to take no risk. My life, living in America, being a black man, is a risk. So I ain't got to go and experience no risk. I have a risk when I wake up and walk outside my front door because I might get shot. So am I afraid? Do I drive after midnight? Hell yeah. So
So if a cop pulls me over, am I scared? No. Because it's my time to go, it's my time to go. That is what I mean. When your DNA is activated, the things that everybody is worrying about, you don't worry about. Now, you got common sense. You ain't going to go bungee jumping. Your life is too valuable. You got a generation in your loins. And you're going to go and jump out of a perfectly well airplane and your chute don't work and then they go to your funeral? No, that's not how I'm going out. The third way to know that your DNA is activated is you have, like in the Matrix, you got a divine connection with Source. Now, my brain don't turn off, so I don't recommend you activating your DNA unless you are ready to live off 3 hours of sleep like I do. Because once your DNA is activated, your brain don't turn off. You got a divine connection where the stuff is being downloaded into your spirit every day. You got to walk around with pen and paper so that way you can write stuff down. Because you become one, all-knowing. You have the potential to know all things. Number two, you become all-powerful. You have the potential to go in with no job and no credit and no money and drive off a car lot with a brand new car. That is a worldly example everybody can relate to. Number three, you become all-present. You are multidimensional. You could be in Texas and you know what's going on in New York because of your vibe. When you activate your DNA, or when you recode, when you establish, again, your spiritual blueprint, that's all your DNA is. Your DNA is the genetic blueprint of your spiritual house. Creation begins by vibrating sound, light, and color, and emitting or pulsating that sound, light, and color from consciousness, source, or God. You have 12 spiraling cones. These are tones. These cones are tones. These tones are harmonics. They're cymatics. They come out. They form a kirka or a church or a circle around the source, which is the one. So you got 12 around one. 12 around one. This is the physical pattern of our reality. This is what is called biogenetics or bioacoustics or what I call theocentricism. Theo means God. Centric means centered. It means that your life is centered around your purpose. And that establishes a bubble, a clock, a kirka, a circle around you. This circle around your purpose allows you to create endlessly. It creates a grid or a program. This is a geometric blueprint that allows you to activate all of the source code that's inside of the DNA. It's there, but you can't access it. Now, diet affects it. Your mood affects it. Your environment affects it. All of these things affects it. That's why you got monks going to monasteries. That's why you got people doing, the vegan diet. That's why you got people stargazing. Certain things affect your ability, but it doesn't stop it. Now, to the average person, everything that I said in this last intro is tough. I understand. That's why this message is the Hebrews 6:1 message. That's why I try to warn everybody before I do these shows. Because this message, my message, is not for the average Joe. Now, I've done three intros. I highly recommend that you listen to all three. The Metaphysics of New Clay, Part 1. The Metaphysics of New Clay, Part 2. The Metaphysics of New Clay, Part 3. Now, if you listen to all three of those parts, you will find that in Part 1, we talked about how to christen. Now, remember, it's Christ activation. We're not trying to activate the 12 strands of our DNA. We're trying to crystallize. We're trying to christen the 12 strands of our DNA. There's a difference. We break it down in the course.
And the second intro, we talked about how sound, how language programs your DNA. Again, the linguistics. We talked about the seven things of linguistics. We focus on historical diachronics. We broke down that word yesterday. So the metaphysics of new clay means that we're going to use language to program and crystal or Christ activate your DNA. And today we discuss the law of 12. We're going to use 12 around 1. We're going to take the 12 strands of your DNA and connect them to the one strand of God's DNA. Let me say that again. In the course, we're going to take the 12 strands of your DNA and connect them to the one strand of God's DNA. The Bible says it this way. That if the vine is disconnected from the branch, or the branch is disconnected from the tree, it will wither up and die. It is this under open understanding, my brothers and sisters, that is totally different from what everything that everybody else is teaching. It doesn't require, can you do all this other stuff? Can you fast? Can you meditate? Can you do chants? Can you do mantras? Can you do breathing techniques? Can you do sex magic? Can you do, you know, spinning circles in the Triangle of Solomon? Absolutely. Will it work? Absolutely. It will get you in through the back door. I just prefer to walk through the front, because Jesus says all who come through the back door are like thieves and robbers. Jesus says that in John 10 that I'm the good shepherd. So Jesus is the good shepherd. And so we have access to go in and out and find green pastures. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him, through Christ. You don't get to him and stop. You go through him. You go through. You got to be Christ. You got to be christened. You got to become Christ. So you become a Christ, not the Christ. That simply means that you got this colostrum flowing through your veins. That means that you have expanded your consciousness, that you're not walking in fear, and that you live in your life circular, celestial, instead of linear, terrestrial. That means you're living in the spirit, circular, instead of living in the flesh, linear. Circles don't have a beginning or end. They don't die. Lines do. If you are living linearly, you got a beginning and an end. If you're living celestially, circularly, you don't have a beginning or an end. That is the difference. What good is a king with no kingdom? What good is a god with no power? My brothers and my sisters, email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com. Again, the cost is $100. For everybody that supports the Eagles Club, you guys get a 50% discount. So all of the members of the Eagles Club, again, the cost is only $50 for the members of the Eagles Club. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com. We will start the class probably next week. We may kick it off this weekend. Just want to make sure everybody is available. Once I get my 12 people, I will email you and give you further instructions, and I will give you the link. Once payment is secured, I will email you the link and the time for the live broadcast. You will also, at the conclusion, receive the download for all 12 hours, so that way you can listen to them over and over again, because this is a class that you want to listen over and over again, so that way you can digest all of the information. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me at masterteacher33.com, at gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, again, thank you so much for listening to today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, the same pyramid scheme, like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After got murdered and flee. Reality, you went murderer, flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? You're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.